Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. It's a funny thing about these self-help people and books and CDs and seminars and everything like that. It's the people who need it the most that do it the least, and the people that need it the least do it the most. In other words, the ones that are willing to grow and move forward generally can find a bit of the path on their own, and they don't need a huge amount of resources behind them because they've got that drive to make themselves better anyway. But the people that are really struggling and they're bashing their head against a wall and they're in a dark spot generally are the ones that don't seek out the things that'll make them lift themselves up to a higher level, a level that they want to be at. So today's podcast, I wanted to talk about that. In other words, the people that should be investing the time in making their lives better and themselves better, don't. There's a chap by the name of Jim Rohn. Unfortunately, he's passed now, but he inspired a lot of public speakers and inspirational speakers and these people that are involved in the self-help field. He was quite instrumental in them. But there was a thing that he used to say, work harder on yourself and your life will become easier. So in other words, the more effort you put into you and making you a better person, the easier your life will become because your tools will become more refined, they'll become more effective, you'll start to get better results, so therefore your life will become easier. It doesn't become problem-free, you just become better at dealing with the problems. So you get a better quality of problem, but you're a better quality of person, therefore you can deal with them a lot easier. So today I want to ask you how much you're investing in you. A while ago I did a podcast on investing 1%, and 1% is only 15 minutes a day. So a lot of people, if they listen to a educational CD on the way to work, say for example you wanted to learn a language and you've got a half hour commute there and back, that means an hour a day you're working on learning a new language. So after 6 months, you would have had a lot of intensive training in learning a language, and therefore you should be able to converse with someone who doesn't speak your native tongue, which is pretty cool. And you can do that with anything. You can become almost fully qualified in anything listening to educational CDs in your car on the way to work, reading educational books, learning about things. I love learning about things. So I'm always open to reading and listening to and watching anything just to find out about it. But what I want to ask you is, how much are you investing in you? Are you investing 0.1%, only a couple of minutes a day? Are you investing 15 minutes a day? Are you investing an hour a day? How much time are you investing in you to make your tools better, more efficient, more effective, more time efficient? Because you don't want things to take hours when they can take minutes. So how much time are you investing in making you a better person, making your tools better, making your environment better, your relationships better, your health better? How much time are you investing in you? Because you're your biggest asset, your best asset. Because without you, the rest of it doesn't really exist. So you need to be the best version of you that you can be. So how much time are you investing in you? Because you count, you matter in your life. Anyway, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions signing off. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope it gets you excited about your life. And just remember, it's your choice. Always has been, always will be. Catch you later.